I was just going to ask you, I'm just doing a story on being named a captain. What does that mean to you, to be a captain?
It means a lot that my team trusts me to do the right thing, and my coaches trust me to do the right thing, and I'm going to do the right thing, so I take honor and pride in that.
What about the group, the other captains? You think you got a real strong leadership?
Definitely. We all, everybody that was
You're
voted upon.
Investment, right?
all us that was voted upon, it was a great, our team felt comfortable in us, so I guess that means a lot.
How about just the offense as a whole going into the season? You like where everything's sitting? And you
yes,
like
sir. Everybody going in healthy, and it's going to be good.
Thanks, man.
Have you grown as a leader, or has your personality just kind of come out the longer you've been here?
I just feel like as I grew up, some things that we just learned along the way. And I guess that shows in and out the field and off the field.
Go ahead. What do you think it means to have starting quarterback as a captain?
Oh, it means a lot. It means a lot. That means your team really trusts you, and they really are behind you and everything like that.
And your Hallandale guys, what have you seen from Zach and Damari this month?
They some ballers, and it's going to be a great year.
In what ways have they improved?
Just as they was growing up, they just make more wiser decisions, and their game is to another level.
True freshman wide receiver Solomon Enos has been getting a lot of praise. What are you kind of seeing from him? What is he doing that's making him special?
He's making a lot of plays. Terrell Perriman, he's making a lot of plays. Our younger guys are making a lot of plays. And it's good that we have younger kids that's making a lot of plays.
You three guys were a big part of the team last year already. But what's it like to think that these guys you went to high school with are now three of the big playmakers?
I feel like all of us are grown. All of us are older now. And we know what we need to do to get some wins. And we just got to go out there and get them.
Is this kind of what you pictured for the three of you when y'all came here?
Definitely. We wouldn't came here if we didn't picture that. You get what I'm saying? All right.
Talk to Coach about preparing for an FCS opponent. That's a little different when you're going up against a team you feel like is in the same league as you guys. But how do you prepare for this? How do you avoid a letdown? Because it seems like every year an FCS team pulls off that big upset.
We always just got to go into it as a regular week, and we got to focus. Go in, know our assignments, and be ready to play a game.
When it gets to this point of the camp, how anxious are you to start thinking about an opponent and actually playing a football game?
Definitely. That's what we prepare for the whole offseason. Fall camp, we're preparing for to get ready to play for other teams, and all our work come to play.
So how different is it for you this year right now versus a year ago? The fact that you've started games and, you know, you've been in the offense another year?
I don't feel like nothing's different. Just me growing as a quarterback and as a person, I feel like my mindset is a little bit different. But I'm going into it just as focused as I was last year.
Kyle was just talking to us about how he wants you to take fewer big hits. It's football, you're a quarterback, you're going to get hit, but he wants you to minimize them. Have they really been drilling that into you?
Yeah, definitely. We've been working on my slide, working on running out of bounds, and just protecting my body.
After missing games last year, are you making that a priority this year?
Yeah,
stay
definitely.
On the field?
Definitely.
The offense as a whole, you have another year in Troy Taylor's offense. Now that you're through camp, what improvement, what growth did you see in the offense as you guys had another year under that?
Our players are trusting what is given to them, and we all going out trying to execute every play. And I feel like we're just an older team, and we know that we can't make as many mistakes as we made as we was younger. So.
Enos is coming in here brand new. Have you been able to develop some communication with him and get on the same page with him and kind of get that connection the quarterback and receiver have to have?
Definitely. I talk to all my receivers, but just the young guys, especially when they get in, they come in with me sometimes. I let them know what I see, and I tell them, like, you should have did this on that, and they understand what I'm saying. And next time they go out there, they are implied in the game.
Now, while you were given that answer, Britton Covey walked by. Nobody can see it, but he gave you a look. You've got the nonverbal thing going with him.
You got what I said. We have a conversation with our eyes. And, I feel like we're on the same page.
Is receiver group better this year than it was a year ago?
I wouldn't say better, but as togetherness, we're there, definitely. And we feel comfortable in what we're doing. So,
who else is standing out to you at wide receiver?
I feel like all my receivers standing out. I'm not saying that just to say that. I feel like all my receivers stepping out to the plate and showing that they got game. And I feel comfortable with whoever's out there.
I have heard you seem to have a real good rapport with COC, that you guys have hooked up on several big plays. It's kind of routine. A lot of people here have been able to see it. You feel that way?
Yeah, I feel comfortable in throwing deep balls to COC, and I feel comfortable in throwing any balls to him. And, going as that to Samson Nakua, Damari Simpkins, Brent Covey, I could throw to those guys all day long.